Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tonight, our Hawks are back at home and ready for a matchup with the Boston Celtics.
And Dukes and Bell are live at State Farm Arena with all the hype. Stop on by as you head to the game.
And tune in or listen on the Odyssey app.
As Dukes and Bell talk all things Hawks.
Just playing like we should be playing.
Trey steps back, three-pointer. Bang.
Our Hawks play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Bang! Hey, man, it's a great Monday here in Paradise. We're right behind the Ta in Atlanta. As you're walking into State Farm Arena, when the doors open around 6 or so, come by and say hi to Dukes and Bell. Carl back from vacay. Big weekend, by the way. Thanks to everybody who showed up. We had a great crowd at Kennesaw at Twin Peaks on Thursday. Big crowd, a lot of fun. A lot of Kentucky fans were there on Friday. And then Chris, by the way, Turtle and all the kids, they got off the kids' table at Thanksgiving, got to be on the big stage at the Cheetah. Bills as alluvia on your credit card for the March shenanigans. How'd that go?
I'm surprised you're alive.
Well, I will say this, Mike and Carl. I was complimented by ownership my mic skills.
Okay.
And that I may have a future in this.
There you go. I pass the mantle to you, my friend.
I may leave the radio business altogether and take up PA announcing at the Cheetah.
Okay. Well, our good friend, Tim from 99X is up in the booth back in the day, and I think he still does some part-time there. I don't want to put his business on the street.
Yeah.
But there's a certain, tenor you've got to have in your voice. You know, Amber on the main stage, Tiffany on the show bar. Remember these ladies working for Tips Guy?
By the way.
Is that what you were rocking?
I pukied it up as much as you could pukey and out through the whole thing. And what was funny is there was two different DJs there the first and the second day. And the guy on the first day, his name was Turtle.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So there was an instant little bonding moment there. So it was Turtle Squared back and forth on Thursday.
Nice. And for those who don't know, they have a competition, at least when we started this thing some 20 years ago, basically all the guys can throw in tip at their favorite ladies who represent the different schools.
Yeah.
And before Tony Bennett in Virginia crapped the bed against the University of Baltimore County, Maryland?
UMBC.
Yes. Before that happened, the old joke on stage, Carl, I'd be like, hey, guys, the only place where a 16 seed can beat a 1 seed.
It's true.
It's the Cheetah.
Yeah.
And now it's happened twice.
Yeah.
Because Purdue went down as well. But great job by Chris and Randy and the whole crew.
Everybody had a good time, though.
Yeah.
Everybody had a good time.
Carl.
Well, I'm asking, basically.
It's pretty hard to have a bad time.
Well, you know.
In that environment.
I'm just saying. I don't know how Abe acted in that environment. That's
I will say this.
What? Yes, Abe, I called you out.
You need
Abe's the one we always worry about getting a lampshade.
Yeah.
In those situations, you know, you got three guys down at the bottom. You got the house DJ, you got Abe, and you got Randy.
Okay. Right.
And their job is to announce the girls on stage and then hype them up as they're performing. Abe was the guy that they said, hey, why don't you announce the basketball scores instead of hype up the women instead?
Abe, we're gonna limit your speaking parts. Just so you can hey, look. Duquesne is upsetting so-and-so.
So while Randy and the DJ were, you know, hyping up the girls, Abe was, you know, making sure to give everybody updates on what's going on.
I see your future. You have no voice. You sneak.
I love it. That's why I asked.
I want to make sure. Live at State Farm, where, yes, the Celtics and the Hawks. We'll talk more about that coming up. It's become a one-way street between us and Gang Green, but we'll try to change that tonight. Right now, though, it's time for an NFL Blitz.
Hi. Welcome to the
from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
And the Blitz is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Visit them at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Carl, back from Vegas. You putting your prop bets when you're out there?
Some NFL bets.
Yeah.
I did on the way out. I did put a couple of prop bets, over-unders, win totals, just for the hell of it. We know it'll probably, you know, those numbers will change after the draft. But right now, you could get some really good stuff because they're not betting on who these teams are going to, you know, pick up and how that's going to change their teams. But, yeah, good times, man. Speaking of the NFL, do you like this new rule?
No. And the new rule in the NFL, they're meeting in Florida, and they're going to go through this. And I never knew that the hip drop tackle was an epidemic in the NFL. I mean, I know that Mark Andrews from the Ravens, you know, lost the season because of it, and that sucks. He's also built like a house, and how is a corner or a linebacker who's small supposed to get him on the ground? For those that are not familiar, it's basically rugby. You know what it is? It's how you tackled your friends when you used to play football,
correct,
or kill the guy with the ball.
Yep.
Guys getting past you, you grab him, you use some leverage on your leg, you get him on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just, I never knew, as I said, Carl, it was an epidemic. You can't obviously go above the shoulder pads. You can't reach from behind. That's a horse collar. You can't hit a quarterback below the knee because that's illegal. So basically, the strike zone is getting smaller and smaller. And I just don't know what a, if you are, for argument's sake, one of the speedier, undersized linebackers that you see these days in nickel coverage, if a guy's about to go past you, are you supposed to just wrap your arms around his waist and go for a drag? Like, you know, Derrick Henry's coming by or Josh Jacobs. You're supposed to make a sleigh ride out of it? You know, and hope the other guys pile on? You know, you probably can't do that either. And the only reason I don't like it, it's the same thing we're seeing in Major League Baseball with the interference around the base pads.
Yeah.
It just gives you another ticky-tack rule for the refs to misinterpret.
Yeah, and I get it. There's always one example of somebody getting hurt and the league then says, we can never have this happen again, right? Mm-hmm. And it's happened basically one time. Right, you had one major injury.
Right.
I know there were other tackles that happened on the season, but the Andrews injury and the Ravens complained about it, which every team has its right to do so. But I think this is a step beyond. And it gets back to, Mike, it's never going to go back to what we grew up watching.
Nope.
Okay? The violence of the NFL is still prevalent. If you don't believe me, go down on the sidelines.
Watch the speed.
You'll hear it.
Right.
You'll see it. But it's never going to go back to the head hunting. The me being able to take you completely out with an elbow to your head, all those things that you saw, you know, 25 years ago. Is the game better? I don't know. But I don't like any limiting the idea of the physicality being taken out of the game because it limits these DBs, it limits the linebackers as to how they can do their job.
And to me, it gets back to like what we have with targeting the NFL,
yep,
targeting in college football. And I apologize, I just can't come up with a better euphemism or metaphor. To me, it's like it's the Matrix, where you know a player, when you're in the effort as you're going
full speed,
you're going 15 to 20 miles an hour. The running back may be going 20 to 22 miles an hour if he's one of the speediest guys, and you've got to make a judgment call. How are you going to get this guy on the ground? And then you got some doofus in the zebra outfit who's going to sit there and understand your intentions because now the law of physics and the angles have changed. So to me, it's too ticky tack, and at some point they'll screw it up, and then they'll be reviewable, and that'll just add more time to the game. So I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. But Rich McKay and the lawyers know best. Hey, man, NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. The Chiefs make the deal for Legarius Sneed to head to Tennessee. I wanted us to get in the mix. We don't have the cap space to take this on right now. All it turned out to be is a third-round pick in 2025 and a seventh-round pick swap in this year's draft. So you're getting a guy that can plug right in as a starter, but we just, unless we're going to really start to reshuffle a lot of money and move and restructure Grady and Jake and Chris Lindstrom, we couldn't do this. But I know a lot of Falcon fans like you and me wanted this.
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking at this secondary, Mike, and saying we're not as bad as maybe you and I or anybody else thinks we are.
Right.
I still think you need to add some depth, and you got to go get a corner in the draft, which I think they'll do.
Right.
But I'm with you. Like, if you really wanted to improve this defense, that was the move. Because
It
didn't cost you a whole lot. Now, again, Sneed, you're going to have to ultimately pay him if he stays. But I still think you'd roll the dice. If you are where we are right now, which is we think we just took the next step with the quarterback, you got to fill the void on these other positions. You can't. What are we waiting for? Let's not wait three more years. We got Cousins. We've said this. 3 years.
let's get good.
It's our window.
Let's go get good as best as possible. I was a little surprised that we were not in the mix, or maybe we were and they offered more. Who knows?
And then, as we said, we right now on paper, we don't, because we all the other moves we've made between Kirk Cousins and picking up the receivers and retaining some of the guys we already had here on the team, you know, little things that don't really resonate with the fan base, like Storm Norton and New Zeal and keeping that good depth you got on the offensive line, that all adds up. So you would have to restructure to get a guy like him in here.
Yep.
Hey, man, this hour of Dukes of Bell is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by Excellence Building Successful Partnerships. The other thing is, as you mentioned, with all the owners getting together, coaches get a chance to speak. And eventually we will hear from Coach. I don't know if we'll hear anything new from Coach Rah that he didn't already tell us or tell the listeners on the introductory press conference. But some other guys are talking about some of the things, including general managers and coaches. Les Snead says Stetson Bennett is set to return for offseason workouts.
Now, good.
I know that you and I have it's funny. It's one of those things where we'll be at a golf course or a bar. There's always a Georgia fan go, you know anything about Stetson Bennett? And I'm like, no, I don't know anything. But whatever he's doing, aside from showing up in Athens last year for an award, haven't really heard hide nor hair how he's doing in his recovery and what exactly he's recovering from. But according to multiple reports, Les Snead saying that he will be able to be a part of their offseason program, which means he'll be in the facility and then hopefully on a football field this summer.
Yeah, Kirby was asked, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, Stetson's fine. I hope he is, and I hope he's able to contribute to that team. And Mike, hopefully, has a really good NFL career. Listen, Stafford's not going to be there forever. They keep, you know, you drafted him. You obviously thought he was good enough to maybe be the heir apparent. But they went out and got Garoppolo for this season to back up.
Right.
So it makes you think this is going to be another year of learning for Stetson Bennett.
Right. I just love to see what the guy can do. Just to either one way or the other, shut up the critics. Can he make it happen? Can he not? Can he be that unicorn we were hoping that Ritter would be, or other guys to get drafted later in the NFL draft? Always funny when the owner pops off about the coach at the spring meetings. John Mara, the Giants owner. You hear this story? He says, I wish that Brian Daboll could, you know, tone it down a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Talking to Daryl Slater of NJ.com, which is the North Jersey newspaper. I'm also in the team meetings, and I see how he acts around his coaches in the office, and he always maintains his cool there. Does he get excitable during the game sometimes? Yeah, so do I. But I don't think it's a major issue. But you said it! Because I don't think it affects the culture that we have in the building. I still firmly believe in Brian. I certainly would have a word with him. I haven't seen that. But you started it by saying, I wish he would tone it down a bit, which gets the report. Is going, what do you mean? What exactly toned down? So the fact that, you know, your team is making terrible decisions in the front office and you're stuck with Daniel Jones, you may or may not be trying to play for a quarterback. You let Saquon Barkley walk. You let another corner, a safety go as well. So very strange times for the Giants, but that kind of struck me as an odd comment to make it when you've got a lot of reporters around from around the country.
Yeah, and by the way, you still think they go quarterback in the draft?
Well, they're sandbagging it like
they are.
I mean, like,
they are.
Heck. Because every mock draft has got them communicating wide receiver. Either trade down and get your future and let Daniel Jones try to recover from this injury. Maybe you go with Penix or maybe one of the guys who's a little more mobile like Bo Nix. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but they are a monkey with the wrench if a team is looking to jump up and they go quarterback. I just don't know. I mean, Daniel Jones, this is it. This is the last year, and then they'll eat what they'll have to with that contract.
I agree.
They were in no man's land. Speaking of no man's land, interesting little factoid, a stat that was out there today, and a couple of listeners hit us up, and you can always follow us at Put 'em Up, C-Dukes. I am Mike Bell, ATL. We literally had this conversation a few weeks ago about Trevor Lawrence and the direction that the Jags are in. The reason I bring it up is Doug Peterson, talking to the media, says that the Jags are ready to be hunters again.
Oh.
Well, it is interesting because Trevor Lawrence, and the last guy to send us this information is Phil Reed, so you got a producer credit, Phil. Daniel Jones is 19-30-1 in his career in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence is 20-30. Both guys have passed for over 12,000 yards. Both guys have passed for almost identical touchdowns and interception numbers. Both guys have almost exact same completion percentage and yards versus attempt, but nobody's calling sunshine a bust.
Wow. No, because he's gotten the benefit of the doubt.
Whether it's Carterville's own, but still, we're just saying.
Yeah, whether it's good or not, you're absolutely right.
And it is interesting to get those comments from Doug Peterson about this. All right, well, hey, your window is now. I mean, everybody thought after the playoff trip and, you know, remember the comeback against the Chargers and then kind of going backwards last year. Hey, Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, who's also socially inept, says if we don't trade Zach Wilson, we're going to keep him. Thanks, Woody.
Yeah, don't say that. Why are you playing your hand? Why are you playing your hand?
Now, again,
Chris,
for those who don't know, this is Woody Johnson of Johnson & Johnson. He's one of those guys who doesn't know how to wear a baseball hat.
No, he doesn't.
Like many owners in the league. I said, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. Okay.
Thanks, Woody, for
No, I was having a good day. And at 3:14 p.m., you found another way to ruin another day, Mark.
We're looking forward to kicking a bunch of touchdowns this year, Carl. Hey, man, there's your NFL Blitz. It's brought to you by Priority Beds Medical Center. We'll come back. I wonder what they were saying on the West Coast about Shohei Ohtani, because none of this stuff makes any sense. And is he ever going to answer any questions about this? Major League Baseball's got an investigation. Our I-Team report on Dukes and Bell live from State Farm next. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. Man, it's windy out there. It was blustery over the weekend. We had, like, big rain on Friday, Carl, and then you're out of town in Sin City. And then yesterday, it's so windy out there, and we're big cigar guys, so I'm firing up a stick. Becky got me one of those new lighters, you know, like, it basically shoots a flame like the afterburners of, like, an F-18.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm lighting this, and the cigar is down, like, you know, less than 3 inches. So that's still enough cigar. You don't want to not finish it. So I go to light, and then, I'm like Fire Marshal Bill. I literally burned my lip off. So I feel nothing Bill Cosby at the dentist, but my bottom lip, I'm just like,
it's happened.
Chapstick City, man.
Yeah, you're trying to be slick. Just light it when it's real close to your face.
No, the wind is like, Becky's like, what's wrong? Like, I literally jump out of the golf cart like Ricky Bobby when he thinks he's on fire in Talladega Nights. So that was my day. Hey, man, we're a back to band, as we said earlier.
And I will share some things. Yeah.
Your voice is shot. You got to save your voice for the week.
I am not at full capacity to do it in a way that I need to, but I will definitely share a few things that happened over the weekend. And one has to do with you.
All right. Well, I hope it's all right. Thursday, we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
So special edition of the show as we get you ready for more hoops and more shenanigans. So great time, and look forward to seeing you guys up there. But we got to make sure that the man's voice and the pipes, it's his vehicle, it's his instrument, are good to go. Hey, I don't know, what was the buzz out west on the West Coast in Vegas about Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers? Because the story's just bananas.
Yeah, I just think people were shocked and surprised. Anytime, you know, you have – And as I said, I know, you know, we love Ronald Acuña, Acuña for life. He's the MVP. But there's no one bigger in the world than Shohei Ohtani right now. There just isn't. And when you talk about from a baseball perspective, because of the pitching aspect, the Babe Ruth comparisons, the home runs. So when you have something like this happen, everybody was like, what's his involvement? And he, you know, listen, Mike, we live in such a skeptical society now where anytime something like this happens, you think this dude is guilty. Like, he had to know there's something going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he did. All I am saying is when you're talking about that kind of money, I'm just not going to go to the bank and say, yeah, I'm on Mike Bell's account and I need $4 million. It just doesn't happen. Even if I have you on my account, Mike, there's going to be checks and balances to make sure that you're aware of what's going on. Now, I know there are people who say, well, they've got business people, managers that handle their money. And, you know, maybe Shohei had full autonomy because he trusted this individual who was his interpreter. But I just think Major League Baseball's got to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
And the reason is you've already dealt with integrity issues with the Astros just a few years ago.
Right.
Okay. We know how that played out. We haven't forgotten, but we know that there were situations and circumstances that baseball should have probably handled better. You cannot have the biggest star in the league with these kind of accusations and a connection. And Chris just said he's going to speak today.
Well, but not really.
He's going to read a statement.
Right.
Why do this, Mike? Why, it makes no sense. If you're going to do it, speak, answer the questions, and let people know that you had nothing to do with this, and tell us why.
The whole timeline, you know, the way that the story is initially, it's an interview with the interpreter
who says,
yes, he stole. And it's almost like, you know, did they not realize or never heard of Pete Rose or whatever the implications of.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of you guys, you just cannot do this. This is no. We know where this has gone. Like, we're not. This isn't a debate about Pete Rose. I think he's paid his penance. I know the rule he broke was in black and white. There's no wiggle room on that one. But in this case,
but he has paid his price.
He's paid. And I just think the gatekeepers now and the agendas that some of these writers have, enough. Let's Pete Rose, even though he can be prickly at times, as he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame before he drops dead. He deserves to be able to talk about those great Reds teams and talk about his legacy and how he's one of the, if not the greatest, to ever dress out. Because when you got more hits than freaking Ty Cobb, and no one ever doubted your hustle and your work ethic, come on. Right? That's where I'm at on that. But getting back to Shohei, the good news for him is, man, nobody really cares about baseball unless it's their own team. And I know something Rob Tribble and I were talking about in your absence, where everyone is so regional. You know, I mean, if this was a star quarterback, a star point guard in the NBA, it's page one. The good news for baseball is it's kind of back burner because internationally, yes, he's a superstar, yeah. But it's just baseball doesn't have a star that you could compare to an Aaron Rodgers or a Patrick Mahomes or a LeBron James or James Harden. They just don't have that guy that you connect with. In baseball.
I don't disagree. I think it'll be front page news if there's more information that comes out
right. That
connects him in any way, shape, or form to any illegal activity. Right now, it's not because no, you know, publication is going to jump on that without legitimate proof. But right. As I said, as time goes on, and if he didn't have anything to do with it, great. My whole thing is you're an idiot for trusting anybody that way with your money,
right. Okay?
But with that said, I just don't buy into it. I think he obviously knew something was going on. It's one thing to say, Mike, I don't know where the money was being spent, but you know the money was being taken.
Right.
And that is that you have no issues. I'm just telling you guys, today, if somebody took $4 million out of your account,
yeah. You're
not asking any questions. Bro, I don't care what you use it for, Chris, but I'm a little concerned, like, what's going on? And that's my issue with
it. Yeah, I mean, we've all lent money to friends, you know.
And sometimes, Mike, I'm not going to ask you about $200.
Correct.
That's your business.
Correct.
$4
million? Right. Well, most guys, if one of your buddies came up to you and asked you for a $10,000 bridge loan, what's this for? You know what I mean? For what?
And you do that with family.
Correct.
Let alone a guy that's not even blood.
Right. But this guy, apparently, according to all the articles, they're thick as thieves. They spend every waking moment of the day between driving to the ballpark, working out together.
So there's full trust.
Yeah. And so, which immediately gets, and this is not like.
And that's why he's going to be the fall guy.
And it's not cynicism. It's just to say, look, Shohei Ohtani's gambling. This guy's placing the bets with this big-time bookmaker in Southern California, who the feds are already into. And eventually the feds will get the books. They'll get some information on this. So as Brandon Lang was on with Steakhouse last week, our buddy for Two for the Money was based on the Matthew McConaughey character in the gambling movie, is this guy's going to wind up with a nice trip back to Japan or wherever, and he's never going to never be heard from again. He'll be set.
I agree.
And he'll take the fall, and he'll never be involved with working with anybody. You have to be a simpleton to not think Shohei Ohtani was placing these bets, and this guy was the conduit, the go-between.
Regardless of the outcome, I think the problem is with this particular player, Shohei Ohtani, and his pull internationally is making this a bigger story than if it was Tim Anderson on the Marlins.
Oh, I agree.
And that's part of the problem.
But even with him being the superstar, we should have said to him, baseball just, I think we all agree on this show, baseball does probably the worst job of all the major sports in promoting its stars.
By far.
I mean, they put Shohei Ohtani on a showcase at 4:30 in the frickin' morning in Seoul, Korea, only to come back, and then we'll play some more meaningless games in Arizona. The way they start the season is half-baked mind.
No, it is. They're trying to capture the marketplace because of what he brings to Major League Baseball. But listen, this is not a story until it is.
and the more issues or proof comes out, the more issues will be confronted. Right now, though, I just find it very suspicious.
By the way, in case you're wondering if it was MLB and their policy, this is from CBS Sports. You're allowed to gamble on non-diamond sports. In other words, no baseball and softball, provided that it's legal in the area where you're living. Sports betting is still illegal in California. As we said, this guy that apparently got this huge sports book. I said on Friday, sounds like the James Woods character in Against All Odds. He's got this big operation down in L.A.
But, Mike, that's the league policy for all of these professional sports. We're at the arena tonight. NBA guys have to sign the same thing.
Right.
You cannot bet on basketball, not WNBA, right. None of it. But you can bet on other things. So that is the league policy across the board. No one's ever said these guys can't gamble. The problem becomes it's a slippery slope. And right. You and I both know that, hey, if I can put a little something on this one, why not do it on that one? I just need a conduit to do it, and maybe that is what was going on.
And the good news is this isn't happening really on Anaheim's watch. This is the Dodgers' problem because yep. He signed with the Dodgers, and it's kind of fun to watch a team which has all this pressure and now this soap opera element going to it. Matthew Boyer is the bookmaker, and he's denied through his lawyer that he's ever met or spoken with Ohtani. Mizuhara-san originally claimed that we mentioned to start the story that he had Ohtani voluntarily paid off his debts. Then he changes his story. I mean, who says that? You know, he paid off my... No, I stole it from him.
Weird. It's weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to make Ohtani guilty.
Right.
So you know how I do that? Mike didn't give me the money. I stole it from Mike. I had Mike's account numbers, and I just went in there and stole the money from him. And that way you're not accountable. That's why I'm suspicious of this whole thing.
Hey, well, we're talking baseball. Change it up from Ohtani back to the Braves. And our good friend is back. Chavez returns to the Braves. 89-mile-an-hour, those white Oakleys, Jesse Chavez.
Back. They trust him, Mike.
Yeah, man.
They trust him.
Fourth time he's been with the Braves, going all the way back to the early 2010s. And he was trying to make his way with the White Sox. I mean, how bad do you have to be not making the cut of the White Sox bullpen, some would say, but he always seems to excel when he's back with the Bravos.
Yeah, comfortable. He's like an old pair of shoes. And I think Snit seriously does trust him.
Right.
You know, he's been through the wars with those guys. And I'm not as concerned as I would have been maybe two seasons ago because I think the bullpen overall is better.
Mm-hmm.
But we know Jesse's a middle relief guy. He'll help you out. I'm fine with
it. Look, it's one of those things, and I don't mean this disparagingly. It's a legitimate question. I'm mystified how he gets guys out with that stuff, but he just finds a way. Age and guile, pitching to contact in some cases.
Yeah, he does.
The 89-mile-an-hour stuff. Hey, man, for a minute there while you're on vacay, Jared Kelnick was about batting about 125, 130.
Strong.
Turtle.
Strong.
He's coming
strong
along. He's coming
a
along.
A strong 125.
He's coming along.
In all seriousness, who gets to start opening day? You giving it to Duvall for the
experience?
Gotta
be Duvall. Duvall. Go. Yeah. Don't put the. I mean, in Philly, let Kelnick start in Philly, but you start Duvall in Atlanta, with the hometown, booing him. I don't know. Or both go to Duvall.
Because you did say to Kelnick in the offseason,
he's a starter.
This is your team.
He's
bro.
A starter. I think you do start him in Philly. Listen, I keep saying this. You got to throw him out there for 6 weeks, even if it's not every day, because you know Duvall's going to play, and pitching matchups, etc. Throw him out there. We got to get 6 to 8 weeks of a sample size.
Right.
So that is the end of March, right, through the middle of May, end of May. And then we can make an assessment. But if you don't do that, all you're going to do is talk about these spring training numbers and how he didn't do anything. I want to see what he does in real games and whether he can come through with some hits.
But again, you would not have reached out to Duvall if you didn't have a legitimate concern. You can say all the things about it, had no correlation between the two, but come on. By the way, one last nugget on the Duvall. Bridge.
Duvall's cheap and he produces.
You know what you're getting from it.
Yes. It's not like you went and signed another superstar.
No. You had a cheap insurance policy, but you still, it's a guy that you didn't have on your roster to start because this guy did something to show you that maybe, let's have a backup. A couple guys chirping today on social media about how the Braves should have rolled out with Soroka, because Soroka's having a great spring for the White Sox. Guys,
that's
it was
good.
3 freaking years.
That's good for him.
Good for him. We wish him well, but an organization at some point's got to cut bait. So I think that's a bit weak.
He had a 6 ERA with the Braves last year.
Right.
Come on.
I just think, guys, it's the world keeps on spinning. You got to cut bait on that. That's not a distant voice. That is Turtle. You hear Chris Thomas. Carl's voice is shot, but he's soldiering on because he's like that. He's a tough guy. He's a warrior. Chris will be telling us what's going down with some Yeah Man, No Man coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Building and State Farm. This hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Hey, man, we got some dog talk, including the dog that was really getting people fired up until he gets himself in some trouble over the weekend in Athens. More on that with Connor at 4. Right now, though, it's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Hey, man, fresh off his hosting on the main stage at Cheetah for the last 2 days of her March Madness and shenanigans. It's our man, Chris Thomas.
Yeah, how about we start off with a little positivity and the power of radio on a Monday here at State Farm. I was first made wind of this a couple of weeks ago, and it's really exploded and grown from there. Our former sister station, and we still got a lot of friends over there, WFNZ in Charlotte, our buddy Willie P, our guys in the morning, McLean and Mac, they're doing something really special, and I just wanted to give them their props. They have a P1 listener. For those who don't know what that means that basically anytime your radio is on, you are listening to that station.
Priority one.
Priority one. So this guy has been giving them a lot of hours for a lot of years. His name is Mark in Gastonia. He was diagnosed with a very tough cancer diagnosis. And the radio station decided to uplift his spirits in a very special way that has now exploded and gone viral. He's gotten messages from Christian McCaffrey, Ron Rivera, Marty Smith of ESPN. Every single day, the station is posting new videos about players, athletes, coaches from the Charlotte area, sending him his best wishes. And it's to the point now where it became such a motivational tool that he was actually to use it as a position of strength in his recovery. And he was able to do things that people thought that he wouldn't be able to maybe do anymore as he continues his fight. So an example of how important local radio can still be. And a shout out to our friends over at WFNZ for doing something really cool.
We have a couple of folks that came up to us. I forget where we were here. It was at State Farm last time we were here doing the show. Wrapping up around like 6:30, 6:45. Guy comes up to us and talks about how he lost his dad and how we helped get him through and help keep his chin up. And that's not to sound tri-car. That means the world to us. We connect with people like that. And that's, you know, our boss who runs our company. We had a big meeting with the big grand poobah was talking about that. And that's what the key is on local radio, that you get that connection that you don't necessarily get on syndicated stuff.
Yeah, listen, I love the national show, and it's fun, but the love you receive from Atlanta and Atlanta metro area folks and Georgia folks is unmatched.
Right.
The reason we are the number one show and the reason why we have the number one station is because of that connection. So that is amazing what they're doing. But yes, Mike, I'm sitting here and kind of reveling in what that gentleman told us, because sometimes we hear stuff and it's like, oh, that's cool. But then when you really get home and you think about somebody's tuning in so they can laugh or they can cry or they can feel good about their day because of what we do, there's just no words. And that's why we're in this. That's why we do it.
Yeah, I came from the national scene doing the overnights with Amy Lawrence on CBS Radio, and now I've seen the difference working with you guys now for the better part of three years. Every time we go out to see faces new and old that I've met 10 times now and meeting for the first time, it's...
Friends, right?
There's really
right?
nothing like it. Like, hey, Turtle, how you doing? They come up, let me buy you a beer, you know, let's eat a meal together. That connection that you guys are talking about, it, the power of that, I think, really knows no bounds, and it's just really great to see what they're doing. Talking about the power that knows no bounds, we said it. How many times can you come home again? I guess at least four, because Jesse Chavez was getting a little emotional talking about his return to Atlanta.
Oh, tell them.
Love you guys too. I mean, the support goes far beyond than what you guys think. Trust me, that's for sure. Words can't express how I feel right now. I mean, there's so many emotions going on with how I feel about race country that it's really tough.
Wow. I mean, things must have really been miserable at White Sox camp out in Arizona. I mean, it's bad enough to be on the south side of Chicago, but he hadn't even gotten there yet. He left before they broke camp out there at the Cactus League. Hey, he loves it here. We love him and the guy who gets results. I don't know how, but he does. He just seems to be able to get out of pinches and, you know, eat some innings to get from starters to the rest of the closers.
Yeah, he's become his own character here, right?
Right.
Because of the familiarity. Fans do love him. He's helped us win, so I think it's a win-win for everybody. But yeah,
you see those white specks flashing coming out of the
coming
bullpen.
Out of the bullpen. Yeah,
so here comes some 89-mile-an-hour cheese that they can't hit.
He always gets out of gets out of stuff. But
knock wood.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's knock wood. Yeah. Bullpen's gonna be fine, guys. Though I again another depth move, right? I mean, do you need Jesse Chavez? No. But at the end of the day, I still think he adds an element that Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker like. And they trust him. So
somewhere between September 25th and October 5th, he's going to get a couple of big outs.
Oh, no doubt.
And you can pencil that no in doubt. Almost every single year. All right, let's finish up with this one because this one's going to take a couple of minutes here to sort through. He has spoken. Bears GM Ryan Poles has spoken on the shrunken market that led to Justin Fields being traded for a bag of peanuts. He said, quote, "I was a little bit surprised," he told ESPN, "but as you do your research and we have conversations, you have to kind of adjust to the market. But I just think with how other teams are built, because if you look at the beginning, there are teams that are probably looking at the draft to fill the need. In my opinion, you done screwed up, Ryan Poles. What do you guys say?"
Yeah, I mean, look, they just found the market just kind of shrunk. You know, they just found however you thought it was going to play. I mean, look, when you got number one pick and you got a guy like Caleb Williams, I always thought the leverage was negligible anyway because everyone knew you were going to go there and the odds of carrying two quarterbacks was minuscule.
Yeah, I still think he got fleeced by the way they played this whole situation.
It all started, remember, Carl and Mike, with him saying, "We're going to do right by Justin."
Correct.
Right.
But
your foot in your mouth.
But here's the irony is, you know, I get it. We were driving the conversation. Carl and I and the fan base was really certainly intrigued by Fields, and we hope that the guy gets something going. I don't know if it's going to happen in Pittsburgh when Russell Wilson's starting ahead of him, but nobody in the organization of the Falcons was making a phone call to the Bears about Justin Fields.
No, they did. They just weren't going to give up what the initial ask
was. Well, the report that came out last week said was an Albert Breer. I mean, they said that it wasn't even an option. It was Kirk Cousins, it was Baker, and it was draft. That was reported. I mean,
I get it. And listen, Albert's great. All I'm saying is when we were going through this process, I just wasn't talking out of my butt. There was interest, but they were interested in everybody. They were calling about Cousins. They were calling about Justin. They were calling about
– which creates its leverage for other interviews.
Correct.
For other negotiations.
And as they're looking through this process, they got to a point which, to be quite honest, this was Zach. When Zach told us when he was at the Combine, they're interested in Kirk Cousins. That's when it became real.
Right.
Like, this is who we're focused on. And then we came back the next week and told you guys, wind is blowing in this direction, and it actually happened. But either way, I still think he got fleeced. I think he could have played it differently with Justin. I don't know if they get more, if it would have happened sooner. But to Mike's point, if I know you have the number one pick, you're not carrying two quarterbacks, you're not paying Justin, I can wait. And that's what teams did. And I think because of that, he created the lesser marketplace for which Justin didn't have as many options as if he would have done it a little bit differently.
Let me ask you guys this. How much the rumors started, if we remember, at a second-round pick. Those were the first
reports
that came out a couple of months ago. It fell all the way to a conditional sixth. How much blame do you put on the way Justin represented himself? Remember, he did that interview where a lot of people said he didn't come off great. And how much do you put on the Bears organization for not being able to get something better done?
I mean, you go back, it just seems like the last couple of years, the Chase Claypool thing. Look, as tough as it is to watch, if you're a Fields fan, watch him go for nothing. The Chase Claypool thing was an absolute joke. That was a de facto first-round pick because it became the bottom. It was the top of the second round, you know, for a guy that is an absolute waste of space in a Bears uniform. So
he's a top-five receiver, Mike.
Yeah, in his mind, and in his hype crew's mind.
Just needed to be said.
Yeah, needed to be said.
But,
but here's the thing. Between the moves they've made at wide receiver, getting Keenan Allen, already have DJ Moore, if they go get another wide receiver or a lineman, and you know, as we said on Friday's show, if I'm Justin Fields, I'm like, where was this when I was here? Because all of a sudden, like, you got a springboard for Caleb Williams to succeed that Fields never had. I think even guys who hate on Fields would agree with that.
Oh, yeah, and you know they're going to spend on the offensive line, too. So it's going to be a complete – it's going to
never had those resources.
It's going to look like the team that Justin Fields thought he was going to have, basically, when he came out of Ohio State. It just never materialized.
So you guys trade in a car? You ever traded in a car?
Yes.
You ever get the exact value for that car that you trade in?
Yeah, the Kelly Blue Book is always
I'm just asking.
Right.
Well, you know me. I've spent 6 hours at a car dealership.
Of course. even high-end cars don't get the value that when you drive it off the lot, it's worth. And the point is, even if a guy's drafted in the first round, you're never going to recoup the value of what that pick was. This is why the Russell Wilson trade is a joke.
Right?
You gave up two first, three starters. The difference was Russ was a Super Bowl champion and had some cachet. With Justin, he's still a guy that's learning in the league, and you were a first-round pick. I get it. But you're never going to recoup that.
No,
and that's why these picks – go look at all these picks.
Nobody
these
in that
guys.
Draft. We said it. Nobody in that draft. Even like I said, the luster has kind of come off of sunshine now. When you look at Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, no one has any idea what Trey Lance is. Zach Wilson is an absolute disaster.
Well, the Cowboys didn't give up a first-round pick to get Trey Lance.
But still, it's still – he may never play it down in the league in a Cowboys uniform.
But they gave but the 49ers went and got him in the third overall pick. You just never get it
some
back.
Organizations are so built so strong, they can weather a bad move like that.
That's true.
And Lynch and company can.
One good thing you could say about the Falcons between the end of Matt Ryan, Mariota, and Desmond Ridder, and now bringing in Kirk Cousins, there wasn't and there never will be a you-know-what measuring contest, which is exactly what happened in Denver.
Right.
That's just something we're not going to have to worry about. That's Pittsburgh's problem now. All right, Big O, we got to run. Hit my music.
And by the way, if you're in your 40s, you shouldn't be measuring. Anyway, it is the Dukes and Bell live at State Farm, guys. We got some dog report to get to.
Well, unless you lost weight.
That does help. I can attest to that. We will get into a story that broke, which I was like, I saw this and I was like, oh, no, you big dummy in Athens. Connor O'Reilly will talk to us about what's going down with Trevor Etienne. And we'll also talk about another big-time recruit. But can you really say you got a guy locked in the way transfer portal and NIL works today in college football? It's all coming up live from State Farm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.